children's worship area. And we've got someone already up there who's going to be taking care of the children. So we are preaching through the book of Hebrews this year. We're starting on chapter 3 today. We've been racing through Hebrews, and I think maybe we can cover more later as we go on, because sometimes Hebrews repeats itself, and so we can not have to repeat ourselves, hopefully, if I can remember what I've already said. And so anyway, Hebrews is a wonderful, wonderful passage and a wonderful book. We don't really know who wrote it, but they were, of course, like all of Scripture, they were truly inspired by God. And it appears that whoever the author was living exactly the kind of things that we live, because we find week after week there are things that are applicable to our own lives out of the book of Hebrews. I would like for you to stand and hold hands with one another. I'm so glad Miss Peggy's here this morning. Praise the Lord. She's been sick, and the doctors kind of gave us a scare. They said her lymph nodes were enlarged and wasn't quite sure why. We thought it could be either blood clots because of the blood clots on her lungs, or it could be malignant. And so she went to have a CAT scan this last week, and the lymph nodes have diminished in size. Praise the Lord. Which means they're not malignant, which means that God has answered our prayers. One more time. Praise the Lord. So let's stand together, hold hands, and we're going to pray for one another. And I'm going to ask this morning that you would pray for yourself and the people that you're holding hands with, that God would open their heart to clarity and there not be any confusion today. Okay? There not be any confusion. So, Father, we come before you today. And, Lord, we offer these our prayers up to you in Jesus' name. And you pray for those individuals beside me. I thank you for bringing your people. I thank you for what you're going to do in my heart. I pray that you would open it up to receive you. And God, that it would be clear. There would not be any confusion. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, that you would give her what she needs today. Lord, we stand against the principalities, powers that we find to hinder you. And Father, I come before you, and again, I just come against the principalities and the powers that would try to hinder your word from being spoken or received today. We come against the spirits of confusion in the name of Jesus. Come against the spirits of doubt in the name of Jesus. And we stand against every principality that has been assigned against us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we enjoy your favor, and we thank you for your presence here today. In Jesus' holy name, amen. I appreciate so much Rick sharing with us last week. What a powerful testimony that he shared. If you weren't here, you could probably go on our webpage and find it on lifechangefellowship.com. And Rick shared about his daughter being shot, murdered about 7 years ago, and how God has allowed him to offer forgiveness to the person who did that. And it touched my heart. I'm sure it touched all of your hearts as well. And I think probably because of that testimony, some of you were able to get some things off of your hearts that perhaps you've been holding against others. And so, Rick, I want to say thank you again for sharing with us. It was awesome, powerful. We've been talking about, the last couple of weeks, the storms in life. But did you know that not everybody who goes through a storm in life receives the reward on the end? That's not fair. So, I used to say, there's a testing before a blessing. But you know what? A blessing comes to children of children of God, whether we are tested or not. The blessings come. But there are rewards that come to those who are tested and who pass the test. Do you remember Abraham being tested? He was tested throughout his life, 75 years testing, and then he received the reward for his faithfulness. Jacob was tested, and he failed tests miserably. But later on, he got it right, he passed the test, and he was rewarded for his faithfulness. King David was tested with Goliath, and he passed the test. He received the reward. He was tested with King Saul. He passed the test, received the reward. And on and on and on and on and on through Scripture, you can find Bible characters who went through testing. Do you remember Job? Would you say he went through a test? Would you say he passed the test? Was he rewarded? Yeah, he got double everything he had lost. Okay? So here's the deal. The Lord wants to reward us, but rewards only come through faithfulness. Okay? Rewards only come through faithfulness. And I hear a lot of television preachers who say things like, this is your year. You can receive your whatever this year. God's going to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing this year if you will give to this ministry. But here's the deal. You need to take this in. Okay? You really need to take this in. Rewards only come to the faithful. Tell your neighbor, rewards only come to the faithful. Okay? It's important that you understand that. So let me, anyway. How many of you like promises of God? Did you know that many of those promises are contingent? Is that the word? Contingent upon how you operate. Contingent. On how you operate. And how you live life. The promises don't come to... Although the promise is given to everyone, not everyone receives the promise. So let me ask you a question. Do you remember the children of Israel? They were tested. Did they receive the reward? The children of Israel that were tested in the wilderness, did they receive the reward? Why not? They failed. They were not faithful. They did not have faith. They did not believe God. Now listen, we've been talking about going through storms of life, and many of you in this congregation, and we're not a large congregation, but many of you in this congregation are going through storms of life right now. Okay? So let's see what Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through 17 has to say. Let's stand together for the reading of God's Word. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath. Did you know God gets angry? He got so angry, he said, those guys aren't going in. He swore in his wrath, man, that's pretty harsh. Have you ever been fed up? God got fed up. He gave them choice and time after time after time for them to get it right, and he said, I'm done. Have you ever been done? I'm done. So that's what. Yeah, I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. And you know what? Later on they said, whoo, we want to enter that rest. And guess what? They couldn't. All right, let's move on. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. He's already said that. Must be important. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? Father, I come before you today. Lord, I thank you for your word. And Lord, there are some things here we need to really grab onto. Lord, just don't. And I think there are a lot of times we as Christians feel like, well, we're children of God, so we can just name it and claim it. We can blab it and grab it. And Lord, that's not what you say. You say rewards come to those who are faithful. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us become a faithful church, faithful to you, faithful to each other, faithful to your word, Lord, faithful to prayer, so that we may be able to receive the reward that you've promised us. In Jesus' holy name, amen. You may be seated. So the title of this message is, What's in it for me? All of us think about, is it okay to preach on rewards? I mean, shouldn't we just do it because we love Jesus? Yeah. However, he mentions rewards many, many times throughout Scripture. I didn't count, take time to count them. But there are many times God talks about rewards. There are rewards for faithfulness. So today, I want to talk about four rules for receiving a reward. Okay? Are you interested in receiving the reward God has for you? Okay? Now we're talking about storms of life. Okay? So here's something. As you go through the storm, there are four rules to receiving the reward. Some of you are really close to receiving the reward. Some of you may have to wait a while. But there are four rules. I believe when you start getting these rules in place, you're going to begin to see God's favor and God's rewards on your life. I want you to listen really close. Because if you're not in a storm right now, guess what? You will be. One's a coming. Okay? One's a coming. And so, here are the four rules. And you can take notes if you want to. I would encourage you. Four rules for receiving a reward. So, he mentioned today a few times in that scripture. And so, here's what you can do today. Here's what you can do today. Number one, be faithful. He said, today, if you will hear his voice. Have you heard his voice today? Today, if you will hear his voice. I talked last week about listening to the Holy Spirit. And that sometimes what we ought to do is quit telling him how to fix it so we can listen to his voice and he can tell us how to fix it. I'm sorry, not last week, the week before last. And so we need to be able to hear the voice of the Lord. Now, there are some hindrances, and I want to really quickly share with you four hindrances that'll keep you from hearing the voice of the Lord. Because if you're in a pickle and you're having a problem, God has a solution. But if you're not listening and you're thinking, oh, I can fix it this way, guess what? Probably not going to work for you. Okay? Because God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are greater than our thoughts. As far as the heavens are above the earth are his thoughts than my thoughts. So therefore, if he's got a plan, I want to know it. If he's got a plan to help me get through this storm, I want to know it. So I have to come to a place where I can hear the Spirit of God. And I found four hindrances in my own life that would keep me from hearing the voice of God. Are you ready? Number one, you need to confess all known sin. Anything in your life that you know you haven't confessed, and you're saying, you're praying to God, and it's like a wall or a metal ceiling, and your prayers aren't going anywhere, you can ask the Lord, Lord, is there any sin in my life I need to confess? And do you know what God will do for you? He'll let you know if there is. He'll let you know. He is faithful. He wants a relationship with you. He don't want you to be estranged from him. He wants to have that communication with you. And so, first thing you need to do is ask, Lord, is there any sin in my life? If you can't hear the Holy Spirit, say, God, is there any sin in my life? Now, when he shows you, you have to then determine what you're going to do about it. Whether or not you're going to confess and repent and then start embracing what he told you, or you're going to say, yep, thanks for reminding me. Okay? First thing, confess all known sin. Here's the second one, and this one is tough. Have no will of your own. Have no will of your own. That means, God, you're in control. I'm not going to control my life. I'm going to let you tell me what to do, and I'll just be obedient to you. Whether I understand it or not, I'm going to just be obedient to you. So have no will of your own. The third one is, I've lost my place. You're going to have to help me. Put the third one up. Command every hindering spirit to go to the feet of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Command every hindering spirit to go to the feet of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Did you know that the enemy likes to hinder your being able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? It was the strangest thing. I knew it was at age, but I couldn't remember my next door neighbor's name yesterday. I couldn't remember the Burbank Road name. I mean, all of a sudden, it's like a fog came over my brain. I couldn't remember Averill Trucking. Isn't that weird? I said, this is not right. Something's wrong. And so I commanded a spirit of confusion and spirit of cloudiness and darkness to leave in the name of Jesus, and all of a sudden, I could remember those things. Enemy wants to hinder you from being able to accomplish what God has for you to accomplish. And so, here's my motto, when in doubt, cast it out. Okay? When in doubt, cast it out. It may not be, it may be, I don't know, but if it's a problem, that's the first place I'm going to head. Okay? Whether it's a physical problem, a hearing problem, a mental problem, or whatever problem, that's the first thing I'm going to do. And you may say, well, that's crazy. Well, it worked for me. So I'm crazy then. But the enemy does not want you to receive from the Holy Spirit, so wouldn't he try to do everything he can to hinder that? Okay. So remove those. And the fourth thing is, know what the voice of the Holy Spirit sounds like. If you're going through a storm, I can pray for you. I can encourage you. But you know what? Generally, the Lord doesn't tell me what you should do. The Lord tells you what you should do. Every now and then, He'll drop something in that I can say, I believe this is from the Lord. Probably 95% of the time, He's wanting you to hear from Him, not me to be your guru. Okay? So He wants that relationship with you. John 10, 2 through 8. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him. For what reason? They know his voice. So it's very important. It's very important. Very important that you know the voice of the Lord. Okay? Now, just for your benefit, most of the time, it's thoughts. It's just thoughts that come into my mind. And thoughts that could, but you know what? There's only three places thoughts can come from. Yourself, God, and where else? And Satan. And so you have to then discern where is that thought coming from? Is that thought coming from God? Is that thought coming from myself? Or is that thought coming from Satan? So you have to be able to discern those things. I want to read a passage of Scripture to you in Hebrews chapter 5, 14. It says, but solid food, Hebrews 5, 14. Solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Did you know that it's important to begin exercising your ability to hear God's voice? Exercising the ability to discern. You know, there were things that would sometimes come into my head, and I'm thinking, well, that might be the Holy Spirit, and I'd try it, and it didn't work. Guess what? It wasn't the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's my own desires. And I'm trying to convince myself, well, God's on my side in this. Okay? And so I'm trying to manipulate and cause it to happen, and guess what? God's really not interested in that. Really not interested in that at all. He's interested in me following Him. He's interested in me discerning His voice and having that relationship with Him and stepping out. Okay? So by exercise of use, you begin to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit. Usually, probably, no, I'm going to say always, when it's the voice of Holy Spirit, there's this peace that just settles in my heart. And I know that I know that I know that I know that it's the voice of the Holy Spirit. So let's just say a thought comes to my mind, and it's a good thought. I say, Lord, is this thought from you? And then I wait for an answer. And if that peace settles in my heart, I know that I can follow that and God's going to come through. I know that. Okay? I know that. I have tremendous peace about this property right over here. It's just when Carolyn called me and said this is available, it's like, boom, I knew that's what God had. But it's not my decision. It's the decision of the church. But in my heart, I know what we should do. Or well, I know how I'm going to vote, I should say. Okay? So, learn to discern which voice you're listening to. Learn to discern the thoughts that come into your head. So today, will you be faithful to listen to the Holy Spirit? Don't make any decision until you hear from the Holy Spirit. Okay? 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 Okay. Good. That's number one. Listen to the Holy Spirit today. Today and every day thereafter. The second thing is, today, be faithful to keep a tender heart for the Lord. Be faithful to keep a tender heart for the Lord. Scripture says that the Israelites became hard-hearted because they did not obey the Lord. It's very important. Listen, this is huge. If the Lord has asked you to do something, and you know the right thing to do, and you refuse to do it, every time you refuse, there's this callousness that builds up on your heart, and eventually it's going to be to the point you can't hear God speak anymore. Okay? So I want to encourage you, whenever the Lord speaks to you, that you say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, and follow through. The more you do that, the more tender your heart will become toward Him. Okay? The less you do that, the more hardened your heart will become. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but I'm just asking you to do a self-check. How many of you have a tender heart, and how many of you have a hard heart? If you have a hard heart, did you know that you can change and turn that around? I remember my wife would tell me oftentimes when she was doing Bible studies that she would tell the ladies in her Bible studies, pray that God would tenderize your heart. And in my mind, I'm picturing a meat tenderizer. Thump, 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 back, back, back. And that's exactly what it is. We need to pray that God would make us tender, make us sensitive to His Spirit so that we can follow Him. I believe with all my heart, if you will follow Him, if you have decisions to make in business or in any other way, in family, if you make decisions based upon the Holy Spirit's guidance and you follow through with that, you cannot fail. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. But if you make decisions based upon your own wisdom, may God have grace on you. Okay? So please, keep a tender heart toward the Lord. If your heart is not tender now, then please ask the Lord, Lord, what do I need to do to be able to have a tender heart? Because you're going to fail if you don't. You're not going to receive the reward. The children of Israel did not receive a reward because they were hard-hearted. They did not have a tender heart toward the Lord. They did not receive a reward because they were disobedient to Him. They did not receive a reward because of unbelief. And you know what? A lot of times we as Christians, we are not going to receive the reward because of unbelief. We don't believe. We're going through this storm, and things are wild and wicked and crazy. and we don't believe. And if you choose not to believe, listen, every day you've got to choose to believe. Did you know belief was a choice? Choose you this day who you're going to serve. Choose you this day who you're going to believe. Choose you this day. Belief is a choice. What are you going to choose? Choose belief or disbelief? What are you going to choose? Daily, daily, daily choose to believe God. Turn to your neighbor and say, daily choose to believe God. Believe God today. Amen? Listen, tomorrow will take care of itself. If you're alive tomorrow, choose God tomorrow. If you're not alive tomorrow, it really won't matter. Okay? If you're a believer, choose God today. Matthew 13, 14 through 16 says, Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, you will listen and listen, yet never understand. You will look and look and never perceive, for this people's heart have grown callous, their ears are hard of hearing, and have their eyes, otherwise they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn back, and I would cure them. But your eyes are blessed because they do see, and your ears because they do hear. Your eyes are blessed because you're seeing the truth. Ears are blessed because you're hearing the truth and you're obeying. Now, he was talking to, you remember who he was talking to in this passage of Scripture in Isaiah, or about? Matthew, in Isaiah, it's a quote from Isaiah. He was talking about the Pharisees. He's talking about the religious leaders. A warning, don't get so religious you can't hear the Holy Spirit speak. Okay? Don't get so religious you can't hear the Holy Spirit speak. Religion is not relationship. Number three, today, be faithful to persevere to the end. I told you there was four. So number three is persevere to the end. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Have you ever quit anything? I remember when I was in the ninth grade, playing football. A good friend of mine comes up to me and he says, Brad, I'm going to quit playing football. Why don't you quit, Ted? Well, okay. I got home. My dad wasn't really pleased with that decision. I came home earlier. We have practice after school and I got home earlier and Dad was wondering, what are you doing home? Because I didn't tell him I quit. I didn't think he'd be real pleased. And guess what? I was right. And he said, I want you to go back tomorrow. And I want you to talk to the coaches and see if you can get back on the team. I didn't want to. Although I knew it was the right thing. But I went and I talked to the coaches to get back on the team, and guess what? They wouldn't let me on the team. I learned a very valuable lesson. Don't quit. Many of you probably never played football in August in Mississippi. <clears throat> 98 degrees with 98% humidity. At that time, they wouldn't allow us to have water. It made us tough. It made me thirsty. And part of me was okay, you know, being okay quitting, because I could go home and have a drink of water. I'd have to go out in the field and work, whatever. planting or gathering crops or whatever, but anyway. There's no reward to those who quit. No reward to those who quit. Chris helps with the wrestling in town. If there's a kid quits, guess what? He doesn't get a trophy. Right? He doesn't get a trophy. Here's what I need to share this with you too. You don't have to wait till the sweet by and by to get some of the rewards that's coming to you because of your faithfulness. You can get some of those here. All right? Some of them are still going to be there waiting on you if you don't quit. Okay? If you quit, you're going to lose all your rewards. Did you know the Christian life is tough sometimes? It's not easy. It's not easy. And sometimes you may feel like quitting, but guess what? Turn to your neighbor and say, quitting is not an option. Quitting is not an option. You may go out in the woods and holler at the top of your lungs and you know, beat a tree, but quitting ain't an option. Quitting is not an option. Don't quit. Persevere. You know, I read in Scripture about, and you've read it too if you've read the Scripture, but there are a lot of people who started out well, but as they got older, they quit. And my prayer to the Lord is, Lord, don't let me fail you. Don't let me quit serving you. All of us are in need of the Lord's help. We can't do it on our own. We need the Lord's help. And then the last thing I want to call to your mind, another today is today, encourage one another. Okay? Encourage one another. Verse 13 of what we just read, but exhort one another daily while it is called today. So what will tomorrow be called when you get there? Today. And the next day will be called today when we get there. So as long as it's called today, don't worry about tomorrow. But when tomorrow gets here and it's today, then encourage someone. Okay? So it's, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. You know, any of us can fall into sin, and any of us can be hardened. But guess what? If somebody's struggling, we've got some wonderful inventions now. I didn't bring my phone in because sometimes it rings. We have some inventions now where you can dial somebody up on the phone and you can encourage them through a phone call. You can encourage them through an email. You can encourage, well, none of you can. I mean, only six of you. But there are a lot of things that we can do to encourage one another. So here's what I want to do before we stop. Just pause a minute and ask the Lord, Lord, who can I encourage today? Did Somebody come to mind? Don't do it tomorrow. Do it today. As long as it's called today, then encourage one another, lest they... You know what? Sometimes God puts people in your head so that you can encourage them because they know, He knows what's coming up. He knows the storm they're going to face. And wouldn't it be nice if somebody would call on you and say, hey, I was just thinking about you today. I was just praying for you today. And I'm just encouraging you to continue your walk with the Lord. Wouldn't that be neat? When they didn't even know you're going through a storm. And yet, somebody calls and says, hey, you were on my mind. You were on my heart. So as long as it's called today, encourage another. So there are four things on your communication card that I've asked you to address. Number one. Well, that's not the right one. I've laid mine down somewhere. Number one. I will daily listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit. Number two, I will daily keep a tender heart by obeying the Lord. Number three, I will daily persevere toward Christ. And number four, I will daily seek someone to encourage. Could you do that? Father, I come before you today. Thank you for your love to us. Thank you for your word. Lord, it's okay that we are talking about rewards. Because, Lord, we in order to receive what you have for us, there are some things we need to do daily. And, Lord, I want every person in this room today to receive the rewards that you have for them. Lord, sometimes it's hard to stay strong during the storm. But Lord, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And Lord, we need each other. We need one another's encouragement. We need each other's love. Lord, I pray that today, God, that we would make a determination that no matter what comes our way, we're going to listen for your voice, we're going to obey your voice, and we're going to persevere to the end. Lord, we're going to encourage others. Lord, I know that there will be great reward for each of those who do that. Lord, we thank you, praise you, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Perhaps